Yes, I wonder, does the music make the loins turn? Nearly 9 million of you watched the Strictly Come Dancing launch show on the telly on Saturday night. The biggest launch figures since the show started. Jamelia is in there, Peter Andre and Ainsley Harriott. And of course, Donegal's mildest mannered man of mystery, Double O Daniel. Daniel is paired up with the fairy Christina, of course, she of John Sargent hair-dragging fame. And strictly speaking, Daniel has been telling me those viewing figures are just a wee bit intimidating.
Aye, it's quite amazing. And I think that's the, as far as I hear, that's the biggest viewing they've had. So obviously the show is becoming more popular. But it's a very entertaining show. I mean, I would have been a fan of Strictly and watched it. So it doesn't surprise me a bit. You know, it's such a good feel factor in the whole thing. And even to be involved in it is beyond anything that I could have imagined, from the atmosphere that's within the studio and even among all of us who are involved. It's just fantastic.
Daniel, I bumped into Janet there on the way in the studio. This is the very studio and seat that Jerry would have sat in all those years.
I can't even imagine what he'd be saying. Poor Jerry, God bless us, he's such a great mess. But I can just, he would have a field day on this. He would dine out, he would be, there wouldn't be a thing he wouldn't say.
Janet said he'd have loved it.
Oh, for God's sake.
Daniel, what about this lady, this Christina Rainoff? I mean, she's a fiery lass, isn't she? Do you think they've deliberately paired your mild-mannered Donegal, you know, presentation with the fiery Christina?
I don't know what the thinking is behind it, but, I mean, I met her, obviously, at the first time we started dancing together, all of us who are dancing and the professional dancers, and she's a very, very nice person, I have to say, and I would say is going to be a great teacher. She seems to have a great ability to get, you know, what she's trying you to understand across from the wee bit of dancing we've done already. So I'm looking forward to it, I have to say.
Any plans to drag her around by the hair the way John Sargent did? No.
I don't know. I think maybe she just enjoyed that the once and realised it wasn't for her.
Here. She's a lady with a reputation, Daniel. I wonder, has Magella give her the sort of once-over? Any rules on the ground there?
Well, they have been talking. They have been and on the computer too, sending messages back and forth. And they met, you know, down at the studios a few days ago. So I don't think there's any problems there at all.
Tell me, is it something you go in to win? Because you could argue that if you make an impact, Daniel, on the heart of the nation, if you like, it doesn't matter whether you win or lose these things. Do you care about winning?
I wish it would be lovely. There's no point in it. I'm sure all of us would say, wouldn't it be great to come out the one who takes the glitter ball home? But even to be involved in it, I suppose, it's such a big show. And, you know, when I go back to my starting out in the music business, I know there was no Strictly that time, but, you know, you just don't anticipate, or I certainly never thought that what I wanted to do was the love of singing, whatever bring me to these things that have nothing to do with singing, you know. Now, certainly the people who have supported me and, you know, made my career so good that enabled me to get this far and to get on things like Strictly. So, you know, it's hard just to comprehend how it all gets to be here, you know.
You're 9-1. Are you good money?
Am I 9-1?
You're 9-1 to win.
Well, I don't know. I don't know will that go up or down, but sure, listen, I wouldn't be throwing a fortune on it, but I'm not a gambling man.
Daniel, right enough, you have, you know, your performance is renowned and people know the way you come at music and culture. You've got that sort of wee sway, the wee two-step. I mean, it's an understated dance that you would have in a live show. Are you worried about what will be required of you with tangos and flingos and whatever it is? Because
Well, now, the hound hips wouldn't be the best for... I don't know how the move the hips, that's not part of my... dance moves at the minute, but I might have to get with it and try and get them. I might need the 3-in-1 oil, you know. Maybe even WD-40, you never know.
You get a couple of new filters. Here, do you plan to prepare? Because a lot of them will take this very seriously and, you know, get very physical in the next couple of weeks. Do you plan physically to prepare?
Well, I am. I joined a gym here, and I'm going to go twice a week, only for very little. The core strength, apparently, is what's important. And Christina said, you know, that I shouldn't do too much gym work because, you know, what we'll be doing in the rehearsals will be quite strenuous. And to be, you know, have muscles that are sore or stiff is not the best thing either. So I'm being advised by everybody is what's the best way to attack it. But I suppose I'm going to give it my all, and I'm going to try my best and enjoy it. That's my whole focus. And I do love watching dancing, and I grew up in the era of people that went to dances and loved being on the dance floor. So to have the opportunity to learn to dance, you know, at this level is wonderful for me, and I have the time to do it, so looking forward to it. I have nothing on. We're really on a break, and I know this is not a break now, but when the email came in about it, we were in Tenerife, and I read the email and showed it to Magella, and I said, isn't it a pity it's in the middle of the break? She says, listen, you can take a break anytime, you might never get asked to do Strictly again. So she was kind of willing me on to do it as well as my own, you know, desire to do it. So I'm in the middle of a break now, and the only thing really that I have to do is in October we have an album coming out. It's a Hank Williams tribute album, or it's called the Hank Williams Songbook, songs that Hank wrote and made famous. And that's really all I'll have to do is to promote the album. I've no shows, I've nothing, so I can devote my time really to the dancing.
And you're not, in a word, you're not worried about it. I would have thought, you know, the spangles and the lights and the attention on your feet and all the rest, this is already, you're out of your comfort zone.
I'm not saying I'm not worried. I'm telling you now, this last week, every day I wake up, I have a pain in my stomach with nerves, and that's something to be carrying about. But I suppose once we get into the rehearsals, we start that tomorrow for real. And I think then, you know, you're focused on what you're doing and trying to do it and see what the ability allows. So it'll be better then, I think, once we get into it.
Daniel, thanks for talking to us. In a word, at what week do you expect still to be there? Are you going for top three, top seven? Are you going to win this thing?
Oh, be good. I'm going for, I'm hoping to see Glitterball back on the flight to Carrickson. But I hope everybody will vote too. So that's all down to the people again. We're always relying on the people.
Oh, because he's a land. I have a lot of time for Daniel. He's a civil being. He would occasionally come through the building here, obviously, when Jerry was about. And I'll tell you off air, there was a real warmth there. You know, Jerry used to take the mick out of Daniel all the time. Sean's impersonations, of course, as well. And but there was a genuine warmth between Daniel and Jerry, which was just lovely. I think they just recognised the Donegal thing. Jerry's people, of course, would have been Donegal all the way back. And I can only imagine what would have happened this morning had Jerry Anderson been in the hot seat on the morning that Daniel joined Strictly. It could have been mighty.